Hello, my name is Arham Alam, and this is Swamp Talk, where we swamp the talk and talk the swamp. Today, I'm joined by Miss Lucy Jackson, who is a nurse here in the local Georgia area. And as part of my interview series, I'll be asking her questions about the coronavirus epidemic, pandemic, and how it has impacted her job and how she believes it impacts the United States and the world as a whole. So, Ms. Jackson, thank you so much for doing this with me.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Excellent. So let's get on to the questions. So you're a nurse, so I just wanted to understand your perspective on this. So how have nurses been impacted by the pandemic?
Okay, so I was looking at the question. So first of all, I feel like just at the beginning, our personal sacrifice has been heightened by our sense of duty. And by that, I mean by delivering direct patient care with our risk of exposure to the infectious disease, meaning COVID-19, which falls back to our concern for our own personal safety as well as our family safety. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nurses, we have the concern of the risk of being infected. Again, with transmission to our family members, we have restrictions on our own personal freedom.
I see.
Yeah. So, just by, you know, because when this first started on, some people felt like, you know, we were separated from our family, you know, sleeping away in separate rooms, you know, when we'd come back from work because of a fear of transmission, you know, to the family.
I see.
And, you know, some other things that fell up with that was, you know, a little bit of sleep deprivation due to the stress from, you know, all the factors related to the pandemic, meaning the heavy workload that was created by all of this and the staffing shortage as well because of the demands placed on us.
Have you seen hospital bed shortages as well?
As far as shortage of what now?
Hospital beds.
As far as in our hospital, right where in the local area where I work, we've not had necessarily a shortage of beds here, but, you know, we've been maxed out for our size hospital. It's a small, you know, about 162 bed hospital. So for the size hospital, we've seen quite a few of these patients and are still seeing, you know, those as of today. So
I see. So
the numbers are down a little bit, but they're still there. So
I see. So given how strenuous the recent times have been, have you experienced burnout? And if so, how have you dealt with it?
Well, I'm not really say burnout. I just try to have to look at it. This is kind of my job.
I see.
As a nurse, it's my sense of duty to take care of the patients, try to help them get better. And, you know, it's been a stress, you know, for the patients as well that we're taking care of because they're separated from family as well. The families have not been allowed to come into the hospital. So I just try, you know, to, when I'm working, I have to, you know, deal with it when I'm at work. But when I get home, you know, I just try to spend more quality family time, try to get out, exercise by walking, maybe doing some local day trips in the car and, you know, doing Zoom time with my girlfriends away out of town. So stuff like that. But,
okay.
Yeah. It's been okay. It's not, it's, you know, it's stressful when you're there, but you deal with it. But
I see. So
not necessarily burnout.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So on a bit more of a macro scale, to a certain extent, what flaws have you seen in our medical system or in hospital care that you see are exacerbated now and that you've somewhat known has been a problem for a while in healthcare?
Well, I think the pandemic, what's exacerbated is just for us trying to figure out with the supplies, you know, logistical supplies of what we've had to work with, meaning back to our PPE, you know, personal protective equipment. you know, there was quite a bit of shortage at the beginning just because we didn't really know how to deal with this and how it was going to come on so strong. So just dealing with having access to the stuff that we needed to have in order to take care of these patients, meaning protection for ourselves as well. Getting better, I guess, with, you know, you worry about the transmission of germs, whether it be on surfaces or in the air. And this was heightened due to the COVID. And basically trying to figure out the best protocol to reduce germ transmission. I feel like we became better hand washing, you know, cleaning of our surfaces and supplies, and more conscious of how we put on our personal protective equipment, you know, putting it on and taking it off when we left the room. So
I see. And so regarding skepticism that has come about in the past couple of months, how has skepticism concerning the virus exacerbated the pandemic?
Well, as you know, at the beginning, I believe that we thought this was just a China thing and that wasn't going to really affect us here in the United States.
Yes.
I mean, honestly, that was my personal opinion when this first started. I'm like, okay, we're going to be okay. This is not going to, you know, float over here to the United States. But when it did, you know, the first cases, I believe it was in the state of Washington.
Yes.
When it hit, and then the travel ban, and then the economy shut down. And I know early on we were skeptical, but, you know, when the first cases hit, but I feel like it became more reality. You know, of course, we had to deal with it, and that skepticism went away. Okay.
I mean,
we thought we were immune to all of this, and we weren't prepared for how bad it was going to be.
Because
we've never dealt with anything like this before, other than, you know, I was nursing when the H1N1 was back in, 2009?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had to deal with that. So, but this is, you know, it's a little bit different now, you know, with this, with COVID. So,
mm-hmm. So have you also noticed the skepticism among patients at the hospital?
Not really. No, not necessarily. I think some people, like, again, think they're immune to this, so they don't really maybe apply or do what they're supposed to do by social distancing, wearing the mask, you know, that kind of stuff. I think they feel like it's not going to happen to them until they get into the unit, you know, and they become sick. So I think people are still, doubting the truth that this is going to happen to them, okay?
I see.
By not following the protocols.
So, do you believe this skepticism in the public, though? Well, fortunately, it hasn't happened too much in the hospital, but, like, in the public, when people are thinking that they're probably not going to be afflicted by this illness, what do you believe caused it exactly, the skepticism?
Because I feel like people haven't seen anything like this before. You know, in the past, we've dealt, like I said, with the H1N1, Ebola, the Zika virus. And they didn't seem to last as long, except maybe the H1N1 lasted for a little while. But I think people just, you know, in their minds just didn't believe this was going to ever happen, you know, and it was not going to be as bad or last as long as it's lasted. So I think just, you know, people say it's not going to happen. It's too good to be true.
I see.
Yeah.
So moving forward, what are you looking forward in terms of how you're hoping the pandemic is going to recede, in a sense? Like, what are you looking forward to?
What I'm looking forward to is not having to it's stressful taking care of these patients, especially in the hospital, because we're trying to limit our contact in the room with these patients as much as possible. So we're hopefully, you know, going to see these numbers decrease because it's, you know, it's hard. You know, you're having to put on all this personal protective equipment, you know, and being super careful in the rooms and coming out, and just hoping this is going to go away here to a certain extent. Now, whether it goes completely away, you know, I'm not sure about that, what's going to happen there. But hopefully there's going to be a vaccine somewhere in the near future that will, you know, maybe it'll be along the same line as, you know, you get the flu vaccine. You know, some people get the flu, some people don't. We might be seeing this for a little while, so.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Jackson, for joining me for this today. I really appreciate it. I know your time is really valuable. So, again, thank you so much.
Oh, no, thank you for having me, okay?
Okay. And the listeners, please make sure to listen to our next couple podcasts. This is not going to be our final one, so we're going to do a couple more, definitely. If you have any questions, please make sure to reach out to us. Thank you, and have a good day.